What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. And what do I mean? Another Leviticus 2010 scenario has played itself out. Now, gentlemen, as you know, so many married women have admitted to having a back burner guy, which I'm going to go more into detail in later. Now, let's get to the article that was published on the 30th of March. Man accused of offlining his estranged wife and her new boyfriend after a protection order was granted. Gentlemen, so this woman decides, you know what? I'm going to get a restraining order while still cheating on my husband. And what happened? That order nor that man was able to properly protect her when the husband finally decided today was the damn day. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. A day after a judge granted a Washington State woman a protection order against her estranged husband, she and her new boyfriend were fatally shot. In a press release on March 25th, the Mason County Sheriff's Office said that it was investigating a double termination related to domestic violation. The victims were later identified by the county coroner as 46-year-old Anna Child and 46-year-old Jason Hild. Deputies immediately launched a manhunt for Anna's estranged husband, 60-year-old Robert Child. He was arrested hours later. According to court records obtained by King 5, Anna had filed a protection order against Robert earlier in March, claiming that he treated her like a possession and told her, quote unquote, if he can't have her, no one else will. Anna and Hild were offlined the day after that order was granted. A neighbor told King 5 that he saw Robert fleeing the home after he heard the gunshots, saying he called after Robert. What the fuck did you do? Robert allegedly told him that the couple pointed a gun at him, so he offlined them. Robert Child is charged with 2 counts of first-degree termination and 1 count of burglary. Well, well, well. Now, gentlemen, let me go ahead and say the first thing that automatically screams at me. There was no mention of a divorce filing. Yeah. Yeah. Now, if you know, I've done a very detailed breakdown of the legal system and how separation is defined. Estranged is not a protected legal status. It is not. Yet, we live in a culture here in the West, particularly in America, to where a woman just has to say she is estranged. And guess what? It's all good for her to date, even though she is still legally married. Now, legal separation is an entirely different category. Why? Because it is legally recognized by the legal system. If a woman says, hey, I am legally separated from my husband, the first thing you should be able to do is ask her for the paperwork, and she should have no problems providing it. But no. Unfortunately, our lustrous men prevent us from asking that very crucial step. Oh, we're just getting our rocks on. And let me just go ahead and say this right now. If you're with a woman, laying down with her after you know she is 100% married, you get what the fuck you deserve. Just like this guy, he got exactly what he deserved because he did not have the wherewithal to say, wait a minute, you're still legally married to your husband. What if he comes and does something to us? Nope. He didn't have the wherewithal to say that. So guess what? Hey, he got Swiss cheesed up right along with it. And guess what? No sympathy from yours truly. He got exactly what he deserved. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location. Went down, looks like, in their home. Or should I say, her home. Or possibly the other guy's home. But either way, since there was a burglary charge, I'm going to go ahead and give that score a 15. Method of execution. Obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Going to give that a 5. Psychological impact. No one else was around, so I'm going to give that a 40. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to give this a combined score of 50. So Rowdy Robert Child gets a score of 110. Gentlemen, once again, Leviticus 20:10 on display. And guess what? So many men have ended up in the grave because of their own inability to control their lust. Married men are not playing around nowadays. They're not. A lot of them will walk away. However, there are those who will say, you know what? Till death do we part, bitch. Till death do we part. You're out here getting your back blown out by another man, and I'm supposed to just sit there and follow society's sick script and just let you do what you need to do or what you want to do, and I can't do anything about it? Oh, no. I'm not taking that betrayal lying down. And once again, I have to ask this utterly rhetorical question. When the hell are cheating wives going to ever be properly held accountable? This guy, no matter what she said he allegedly did, should have been granted a full uncontested divorce. You're estranged. You're not legally separated. Therefore, in the eyes of the law, you are a cheating wife. Therefore, he should be allowed to go free. Yeah, if something like that was on the books, I guarantee you, you'd see a drastic decrease in wives cheating on their husband. Yeah. Also, you got to look at Hollywood, because how many movies has Hollywood put out about cheating wives? The number one movie that comes to my mind is Unfaithful. Yeah. The husband actually takes out the guy that his wife is cheating with, but she gets away scot-free. Yeah, No. No. There needs to be appropriate punishment for cheating wives. Hell, you even have the stat that more than 50% of married women have back burner guys. And yet, us men here in America are told we're supposed to accept that. Why? Because men of the past were able to have multiple women. Get the fuck out of here. Get the entire fuck out of here. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you wives out there who still think that you're going to be able to get away with not properly legally separating from your husband before bringing a new guy into your life, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that that deception gives you, it will go out. Feminism and believing that men are going to restrain themselves via the Duluth model, that's going to go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, more and more men, more and more married men, let me be more clear, are not going to take the betrayal of you cheating on him lying down. Nope. When that man decides to spin the block, guess what? All bets are off. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.